We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All kinds of things going on in the NFL, not just the Ben saga. One of them, Ron, is J.J. Watt. And I think John Clayton was on with the PM guys yesterday and said that three teams are sort of the finalists, I guess you could say. Buffalo, Tennessee, Green Bay, with the Raiders as a wild card team. Wouldn't they love to be a wild card team one of these years? And then Diana Rossini from ESPN said he's commanding between, or these offers are rolling in at, between $15 and $16 million a year. So I guess the Steelers thing, I mean, it was always kind of a pipe dream. I was curious. I thought it was legit to at least wonder if he would take a massive, massive cut to play one year, then put himself on the open market to play with his brothers. That ain't going to happen. Which of these teams is the best fit, do you think?
Well, you know, I haven't looked at the Green Bay. I mean, is that one of the ones he listed?
Yeah.
I mean, I think they're going to be really good again, you know, with Aaron Rodgers coming back. I see no decline in him. I would probably say them. You notice there's no Browns in that mix. You know, they were allegedly high up in the running for him. So maybe that has fallen off a little bit. You know, again, you know, things can change pretty quickly when you're talking about stuff like this. But if you're asking me, I guess I would have to say probably the Packers would intrigue me the most.
Me too. Although now as I continue to read on this, I see where the Packers may not, because of the price, because it's become basically a bidding war for J.J. Watt. Now, I still think he can play, but I'm not sure I'd be going up this high. Like, how much longer? You talk about an injury history here and a decline in production. I mean, if you hadn't had all his previous years there, you'd be looking at this guy and saying he's a pretty good player, but he's not what J.J. Watt was, and you add to that the injury history. I don't know, man. I'm seeing where Green Bay might not be able to fit him under their cap. So for me, it would be an easy call, and it would be the Buffalo Bills. The Buffalo Bills, who may be on the verge of a Super Bowl here, Ron, and they need help on that side of the ball.
There's only one problem with that. You have to live in Buffalo if you go there. Who wants to do that? Who wants to do that? If you're J.J. Watt and you can live anywhere, you want to live in Buffalo if the money's comparable?
Nobody wants to live in Buffalo. Well, compared to Green Bay? Come on.
Green Bay has a nice place. Lombardi Lane and everything else. What does Buffalo have?
Chicken wings.
The Starkeys.
And the Starkeys. Still kicking down in Williamsville, New York. Listen to this, Ron. Do you still think he can play? I think he's a bit overpriced. I think he can play, but I think he's a bit overpriced at this point. Do you?
Absolutely. I would not spend that kind of money on him. You know, considering his history, injuries. I mean, this isn't the same guy that won the three-time Defensive Player of the Year award. It just isn't. And, you know, I think sometimes we tend to, as fans looking in, people romanticize, oh, man, it'd be great to have a three-time Defensive Player of the Year, but you're not getting that guy now.
No, you're getting what I think is a good player. And I don't know, is that the going rate for good defensive linemen? Interior defensive linemen is $15, $16 million a year? I don't know. The Shaler Wetko, I know this, has the deal for you, 50% off any car wash through Friday, February 26th. Stop out to the Shaler Wetko right on William Flynn Highway to shine up your ride. Info at 937thefan.com. Fan hotline brought to you by the workers' compensation law firm of Hall & Capitis. All right, so listen to some of these guys who could be out on the open market, who could be cut over the next few weeks. 14 NFL stars who could be cut over the next few weeks. That's the headline in USA Today. And I can feel horses' tears a-flowing from back in the studio, Ron. Tell me this as I read you these guys. If money wasn't an issue, how interested would you be if you were the Steelers in some of these guys, and also just generally? And let's start with this one with big horse tears attached. Von Miller could be cut, says USA Today. Cap savings, $18 million. They say in a vacuum, this is a no-brainer, but it's never easy to part ways with a franchise legend. Let's go to Horse first. Are you okay, Horse, and do you think this will happen?
It's a business. Got to respect the business.
It wasn't a business when they fired Mike Shanahan and you fired off a letter to the organization. You're willing to say goodbye to Von Miller.
Well, now you've made a different perspective for me, because now maybe I should show some anger and see if I can get another gift card.
Can he still play?
On? Yes.
Ron?
You factor in money. No, of course, I'd love to have him. They need an outside linebacker if they lose Bud Dupree. You know, I might rather have Bud Dupree, though, than Von Miller at this point. If Bud is healthy, and I think he's going to be, I'd rather have him. But if Bud leaves, absolutely, I'd love to have him.
Only 8 sacks in 15 games last year, but the year before, 14 and a half. How old is he now? He's 31. He's on the wrong side of 30. How much money do you think he'll get out there if he's cut? Well, and why are they cutting him anyway, Horse? He didn't have a horrible year, I guess, just for cap savings. Are they cap-strapped right now?
Well, obviously they are, but they're also trying to acquire a franchise quarterback.
Which one?
Well, that's a good question.
Because this Russell Wilson story that I'm going to get to in a minute has just exploded. Here's a good one.
The Texans aren't taking calls for Deshaun Watson. They're just saying we're refusing to trade him. A lot of teams have called up and inquired about what it takes. I'm assuming the Broncos are one of those teams that have called them about Deshaun Watson.
Here's another guy, Eric Fisher. For the Chiefs, they could save $11.9 million. He could be cut. Now, as they say here, the harrowing performance of the Chiefs line in the Super Bowl might convince them to keep this solid blindside protector, as they phrase him. But they need cap space. How about Eric Fisher? What do you think of him?
As long as they don't line up James Harrison against him, I'd take him. I'd take him. How old is he? He's got to be over 32, right? I mean, he's got to be
he's
on the
getting
wrong,
there.
He's got to be on the sure. wrong side of 30, I would think. They could use a tackle too. Absolutely they could. If money is no object, again, that's always the qualifier.
He's right at 30, 6'7", 306. Pretty good player, although I don't know that he was worthy of the number one pick in the draft. I don't know that he's actually lived up to that. Malcolm Butler, cornerback Titans, cap savings $10.2 million. Now, I think he's one of these guys who's lived off that Super Bowl play. He's a good player, good to average. I don't think he's a great player by any means. Casey Hayward, another cornerback, is going to be out there. Geno Atkins from the Bengals. And number 7 on their list of potential cap casualties, one David DeCastro. Cap savings would be $8.8 million. They say of him, considering DeCastro's reputation, that number doesn't sound very high, but the All-Pro guards play has been on a consistent decline over the last few years. The Steelers are starting a rebuild. Staring at a rebuild. I'm not sure I agree with that, and blowing up an aging offensive line wouldn't be a bad place to start. Well, Pouncey took care of part of that, and Al's not coming back either, right?
No, yeah. I don't think they're looking at this as starting a major rebuild blow-up by any stretch. I hope DeCastro is here for one more year. I'd rather have him than Eric Fisher. I know one is a guard, one is a tackle. I'd rather have DeCastro, and I think DeCastro will be back. I think they're going to keep some continuity on that line, and I think DeCastro will be back for one more year.
So do I. And, I mean, clearly with their inability to run the ball, you have to wonder about his performance and how that has probably declined. But I also see in, like, the last million pass attempts, he's allowed, like, one or two sacks. So Of course, the quarterback does get rid of the ball pretty quickly, but I still think DeCastro could be a good player. I wonder if he was bothered by injury last season. Brandon Williams, another guy that the Ravens could cut here, who's a really good player, interior lineman on defense. David Johnson from the Texans. David Njoku from the Browns. Kyle Rudolph, couple. Zach Ertz, three tight ends in a row right there where teams could save some money. I'm wondering if the Steelers can get, because between cuts like that and just guys whose contracts are up, there's, it's like the biggest position on the free agent market. Like there's a billion tight ends out there. I'm wondering if one will come in real cheap, real late to the Steelers.
And you didn't mention Ray Fittipaldi's second round pick in this latest mock draft, did you? We talked about We talked about the big offensive tackle from Michigan, Ray's second pick in the second round, or first, second round pick. He has the Steelers going for the big tight end from Penn State.
Yes, he does.
Freiermuth, is that how you pronounce his name?
A really
good player. I don't know, you know, they might not have to use a draft choice, as you point out. There's going to be some of these guys on the open market maybe. But I thought that was an interesting pick by Ray.
Well, there's another position for the Steelers that is going to be one of great interest this offseason. There's quarterback and there's cornerback. Let's talk about that and some of the other decisions that they may face, sort of either-or type decisions as they head into this offseason. It's Cook and Joe.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices, anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.